So in this week's Haftorah, the one that we're going to read, what? Yeah, we do. So the Haftorah that we read, the Haftorah for Metzorah, is about the four Metzoraim, the four lepers who ended up that there was no food because the Jewish people were besieged. And according to the Gemara, the Metzoraim were Gehazi and his son. So after Elisha, which is the Haftorah for Tezriah, which it's a double parsha, which you don't read the Haftorah for Tezriah. So Naaman had the general, non-Jewish general, he had Tzaras because he was very haughty. And then Elisha told him, Elisha was able to cure him from his Tzaras. So he said, what do you want? Elisha said nothing. And then Gehazi ran after him and said, oh, well, you know, we want silver, we want fancy materials. So then when Elisha found out that Gehazi did this, he cursed Gehazi that Naaman's Tzaras should go on him. So Gehazi and his sons had Tzaras. So they were not with the Jewish people. And they were starving also, just like everyone else, because of the siege. So they figure, you know, let's just go to the enemy, you know, the worst that can happen is they can kill us, but we're going to die anyway from food. So if they give us food, we'll live. So they saw that a miracle took place, and the enemies ran away, and it was empty, so they took food. They took the valuables, of course, as was from the previous behavior, we knew that would happen.
Proclivity.
So then they said, oh, everyone over there is starving. There's four of us. There's thousands of them. Let's tell them that there's food too. You know, only after they were, you know, thinking about themselves, they thought about others. And so they told everyone, and then everyone was saved. The price of food dropped dramatically because suddenly there was a big supply of food. So Rav Aaron, many, many decades ago, and I never heard it from him, but it was, he did publish it, that he said that, and I'm going to explain maybe in a way that he didn't, but it's the same idea, is that the Gemara says that that either Mashiach will come, it'll be like in a cloud from Shemayim, or it'll be like a poor person riding on a donkey. So the Art Scroll explains that Gemara means Mashiach might be a very quick process coming down from heaven, or it might be slow, that like riding on a donkey, which isn't exactly the fastest animal.
So it's not literal then.
What?
Not riding a donkey.
There's a machlokas in the Gemara. It depends what the generation merits. But also you could read it is that if it comes on a heaven, on a cloud from heaven, it's going to be, you know, like, you know, Lahavdil, you know, the guy with the halo over his head, everyone sees, oh, this guy's Mashiach. But however, sometimes if it's an ani, if it's a poor person, people will say, that's not Mashiach, that can't be Mashiach, and it might not be something that the people will believe is Mashiach. So Rav Aaron said that, because there was, you know, complaint at the time that if the Israel would have been founded as a religious country, they would celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, but because it was founded by irreligious or anti-religious or whatever people, they're not going to support it. So Rav Aaron said that sometimes Hashem makes a miracle, and it depends on what we deserve. If we deserve it, we'll get it in a better way. If we're not as deserving, but He does a miracle for us, it will be in not such a deserving way. So the fact that it was founded by irreligious people doesn't mean that we should reject the miracle that Hashem gave us, but it means that we should look that we could have been more deserving than we are. And it's not a reflection against them, it's a reflection against us, but it's still a miracle, it's still up to us to recognize it for what it was. And Rav Aaron brought the proof from this Haftorah. Are you going to say that the people didn't eat the bread because it was found by Gehazi and his sons? Gehazi was a terrible Rasha and a completely no good Nikov? Or are you going to say, no, Hashem made the miracle. Once made the miracle, we thank Hashem and we benefit from the miracle. So may we be able to distinguish or to recognize that when something's happening to us, it's from Hashem, and from the fact that we'll be able to recognize it, that'll make it more dear to us, you know, whether we understand why or what or when, but we should be able to recognize that the things that happen to us are from Hashem, and we should thank Him accordingly.